fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy! Faster! I will Silver! Ahoy!
Smoke rose in angry billows from the burning Conover house as fire consumed the building, a great thunderous roar. Walt Conover stood with his daughter beside him, their eyes staring into the flaming mass, throats dry and stinging from pungent smoke. Agony was drawn on every line of the old man's face as he started toward the house, limping only to be driven back by the intense heat.
Oh, don't! Please don't try to go in there!
But Janie, it's your ma! She's in there!
Inside! Oh, no!
I just saw her! I tell you, I saw her pull herself up to the window. That settles it. I'm going in after her.
Oh, you'll never be able to move fast enough for that lift. You're going to be killed.
Come on, be killed if I don't.
Oh, Mom. Mom.
Oh, Blackie. Oh, boy. Janie.
Oh, my friend, Mom's in the house.
You're more trapped inside.
I was trying to get in, but there isn't a way.
Mr. Conover, get back.
Oh, I need too much. I can't get in.
Oh, isn't there some way we can save it?
Come on, Blackie. We're going in there. Wait till I cover your head. There. Now my face. There.
Somebody came in, Glenn.
Get up, Blackie.
Glenn, you'll be killed.
Keep going, Blackie.
You can't save it. You won't be able to get out in time.
You won't. They're just about to go.
Oh, I can't look. The walls. They'll go down on top of them. Come on, Glenn. Oh, Pa, what will we ever do to deserve this? Oh,
there, girl. They ain't caved in yet. Maybe he'll get out. If he saved your ma, he can have everything I got, mine and all. Janie, look, he's got her. They're coming out.
Oh, glory be. Oh, he saved her. He saved
her. Oh, yeah. Here, son. Oh. I'll take her. Easy.
There. I got you.
Oh, Mirandy, are you all right?
Yes, Walt. Clem. He saved my life. I was pinned under a rafter.
The walls, they're gone. Oh, you just got out in time, son. I'll never be able to thank you for this.
Oh, Clem, it were the bravest thing I ever seen. Paul, his eyes, he can't open them.
Janie was right. Clem's eyes were seared by the fire till he thought they must be burned out. His horse had somehow found its way out of the blaze, and the young man, after surrendering his burden to Walt, slumped forward in the saddle. A week later, Mrs. Conover was recovering from her burns, and Walt already was planning to rebuild a bigger, better house over the ruins of the old. The doctor, alternating his time between Mrs. Conover and Clem Kelly, replied evasively to Janie's anxious inquiries for the man she loved. Finally, he told the girl that Clem had asked to see her.
Clem, I thought you'd never let me come. What was your idea, I'd like to know, keeping me away from you all this time?
I had to wait, hon. Janie, till I was sure.
Sure? Sure what? Oh, you're the bravest person in all the world, Clem Kelly. And the dearest person, too.
Janie, I've been wanting to talk to you.
Yes, Clem?
I don't exactly know where to begin, but... Well...
Yes, Clem, go on.
I reckon that maybe you better forget about me.
Forget about you?
I ain't never amounted to much. Just a drifting cowhand.
You mean you don't love me?
Oh, ain't that... I won't ever be able to see again, Janie. I'm blind. But just because I lost my eyesight, I haven't lost my self-respect. I won't have you marrying a man that can't see. I'm leaving. Just as soon as I can...
Clem, honey. Oh, listen to me. I got eyes for both of us. Let me see for you. There's no reason why I can't. I love you. I always did, ever since the first time I saw you riding past the house. I ain't gonna change now. Do you think love is something you can forget about? Like you put out a light?
Well, it's no use. I tell you, I can't do nothing. What good would I be?
Oh, listen. Pa's gonna turn over half the mine to you. It's more than he'll ever need anyway.
I'm not taking any charity.
Now, keep quiet while I tell you. He ain't been able to look out right for the cattle.
Oh. Your pa never was a cattleman.
Of course not, but you are. And, Clem, I could tell you how things are, and you could tell me what to do, and I'd do it. Why, we could have the best cattle ranch in this part of the country in no time.
I don't want to be living in your pa's house.
Well, we'll live in your little place. Darling, when you love somebody, doing things for them makes you happier than anything else. Oh, you know that.
Yeah. I know, Janie. I always felt that way, except that I was never very good at saying it.
That's why I want to see for you. Clem, my eyes are yours.
Somehow that's the way I always wanted to see the world. Like you do.
Ten years passed. 10 years that brought to Clem a different life and a new kind of happiness. Mr. and Mrs. Conover had died, leaving the mine and ranch in Elkhart Valley to Clem. And together, he and Janie prospered. In the cool hills high above Elkhart, the Lone Ranger had made camp. It was here Dan talked to Tonto after the masked man had left to go scouting in the valley.
Tonto, how about showing me that wrestling hold again?
Me show you.
I don't want to take any chances on forgetting it. Thing like that can come in mighty handy.
We go over here, out of way of tree trunks.
All right. When did you learn to wrestle, Tonto?
Oh, me learn long time ago. Indians sometime have contests. Now, first you stand like me told you. Right foot ahead.
Yeah, I remember.
Good. You got legs apart for better balance.
Uh-huh.
Now, me try to hit you, and you reach out like this and stop arm.
And I get both my hands on your collarbone before you recover from being blocked.
That's right. Now, me trying to throw you off.
Yeah, but I got a good grip.
Now, man dive to knock you off your feet. You get under his arm like this.
Hey!
You savvy?
Yeah. Where do I get up? Now, just once more. I'll do it this time. I'll try to drown you.
Me ready.
Now, there... That does it.
You learned plenty fast, Dan.
I didn't hurt you, did I, Tonto? I didn't mean to.
Tonto not hurt.
Move, Silver. Move. Steady, boy. Steady. Well, did I see Dan downing you, Tonto?
Him catch on plenty quick.
I just want to be sure I'd be able to go through it that quickly.
You do it quick enough.
Gee, thanks, Tonto.
You look worried, Kemosabe.
Steady, big fella. I am, Tonto.
Golly, something wrong?
Yes, I think there is, Dan. I've just come from Elkhart Valley. That's where Clem Kelly lives.
Oh, him blind rancher.
That's right, Kemosabe, and a fine fellow. But I'm afraid there'll be trouble in the valley, and soon.
Why?
Snake Higgins has come back.
Oh, him long time enemy of blind fella.
Yes, for a long time, Higgins has been doing a lot of talking in every cafe west of the Rio Grande, bragging how he'd finish off Clem Kelly. But he isn't any more eager for a chance at Clem than Clem is for one at him.
Blind fella not afraid.
He's a brave man, Tonto. He'd have to be to save a woman from a building that was ready to collapse.
How do you know Higgins is back in Elkhart? You didn't meet up with him, did he?
No, Dan. You see, I was riding up to Kelly's Circle K when I saw him talking to his wife. Their son was trying his luck with a lasso, and I stopped to watch them. And they looked so happy, peaceful.
They don't seem any time at all since he was just that long from top to toe.
Oh, he's grown all right, Clem. So sturdy and strong.
I can almost see him the way you tell about it. That's the only time I mind being blind. If I could just get a look at young Wong.
Oh, he looks just like you. Got the same nose, the same shaped head, the same stubborn chin. He's even got a collar, like that one of yours.
I did it. Did you see that?
So you did. See if you can do it again.
I bet I can.
Hey, you know, Jenny, I could hear that lariat slipping around the post.
You could. I couldn't.
That's the funny part about this. I'm getting so as I can hear things I never used to notice before. I can tell where Wally is here in the house just by the ticking of that watch of your paws he carries around with him.
I noticed your hearing's awful sharp.
I can tell where you are, too, by the swish of your skirts.
Reckon there isn't much you don't know.
Yeah. There is something I don't know, Jenny.
What is it, Clem?
It's Snake Higgins.
You aren't still holding that grudge against him, are you?
He set that fire to your father's house when you wouldn't marry him. I'm sure of it. If it weren't for that sneaking coward, I'd be seeing to go out after him. Instead of sitting here waiting till I hear his footsteps.
Oh, no, Clem. You haven't been sitting here hating him like that.
Well, it's no use. Maybe it's wrong to hate.
You know it is. Why, the good book says...
I can't help it. I won't rest till the day I meet up with him to settle it fair and square. Janie, tell me. Is he in town? Tell me the truth now. I couldn't stand it if you wouldn't.
I haven't seen him.
Janie, you're my eyes. You can't lie to me. Is he here?
Yes, Clem. I heard one of the boys say he's in town.
So I was right. I knew he was here. And he's saying he'll get me, isn't he?
He can't fight you fair. You haven't held a gun for 10 years.
He's never fought fair, Janie, and you know it. But if I don't settle with him, I won't never have any peace.
I won't listen to any such talk. Oh, please. Please, for my sake.
It'll be partly for your sake he should be dead. He's still spiteful against you for not marrying him.
Oh, I wish you'd never made me tell you.
Son, come here a minute, will you?
Uh-huh.
Listen, Wally, I want you to get something for me. You know where my gun is?
Sure, right on the shelf in the living room.
That's a good boy. I want you to get it for me.
I'll be right back, Pa.
I gotta be ready for him. There's just one way to do it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. In the Lone Ranger's camp, Tonto and Dan listened attentively as the masked man told the story of what he'd heard at Clem Kelly's ranch.
He sent his little boy to get his gun?
Yes. Clem sat there on the porch and waited till the boy brought the gun to him. It was heavy, and the youngster had to carry it with both hands.
Here it is, Pa.
That's it, son. Now, how about some small rocks? Do you see any around?
Sure. There's a lot of them in front of the house.
Gather up a good-sized handful of them, will you? Then come back up here.
Sure. What are you going to do, Pa?
You'll see, son. You're going to help me.
Help you shoot?
Yeah. You think you got enough stones now?
Uh-huh.
All right, now come back up beside me. Now, I want you to throw one stone out in front of me at a time.
Like this?
Yeah, that's right. Only this time, I'll shoot at it.
Here goes.
Did I hit it, son?
Uh-uh. You missed it that time, Pa. Maybe you'll get it this time. Ready?
Yep.
You hit it that time, Pa.
Good. We'll do it again, now.
Clem, what are you... Oh, Clem.
I've got to, Janie. I got to get used to shooting again. Shooting blind.
That's what Clem was doing.
Golly, imagine shooting at stones you can't even see.
Oh, him plenty good shot. Hit stones, him not see.
But no match for a man who'd shoot him in the back as soon as he'd look at him. Perhaps we can help Clem get the revenge he seeks without taking the law into his own hands. There may be a way for him to meet Snake fair and square.
That night in Gallagher's Cafe, Snake Higgins sat talking to a shifty-eyed breed who listened to the ruthless killer with a cool smile on his lips. Neither of them paid any attention to the Indian, seemingly in a stupefied sleep at the next table.
He thinks he's going to kill me.
You laugh, amigo.
Laugh? Can't you just see it? Me, Snake Higgins, shooting it out with a blind man.
Many men say him good shot.
Yeah, let him be a good shot, Pedro. What good will it do him shooting at something he can't see? Yeah, I couldn't ask for anything better. Just the thought of it.
When you plan to meet him?
Yeah, tomorrow. The sooner the better. So he's practicing shooting at stones, is he? Well, I've been waiting 10 years to finish what I started once before. This time there won't be nothing left of the Circle K. They're them that owned it.
You forget, amigo.
I ain't forgetting nothing, Pedro. I promised you the cattle and you'll have it. All I want's the gold. From what I heard, old man Conover had plenty of it there. Here, we'll drink to that.
As the two men downed their drinks and called for more, Tonto slipped from the cafe to where his friends waited for him outside.
Man called Snake. Him say him meet Clem tomorrow.
Not if we have anything to do with it, he won't.
He seems awful sure of himself. You can tell he's a skunk just to look at him.
That's why we can't let him wait to meet Clem on his own terms.
Ah.
I have those bullets for Clem. But, Ann, you stay with Tonto and give him whatever help you can. He may have some difficulty with that breed.
Yes, sir. I understand.
I'm going back to the Circle K. Silver, old boy, you have a lot of ground to cover tonight. Steady, big fella. So let's get started. Come on, Silver.
Going back into the cafe, Tonto threaded his way in and out among the tables.
What do you got on your mind, Injun?
You name Higgins?
Yeah. What's it to you?
Me got message for you.
Message? Who from?
Well, message for you. Nobody else here.
Oh, you hear that, Pedro?
Si, amigo.
How do I know you're telling the truth, Redskin? I ain't met one of your kind yet that was worth a load of gunpowder.
Well, me got message for you.
All right, you better take a walk, Pedro.
Are we not partners? What he said...
Shut up. I said get going.
I don't like this Indian.
Don't matter whether you do or not. Now leave us alone.
If you try the double cross...
I ain't double crossed you yet, have I? Now go on. I want to hear what this Redskin's got to say, and he better make it good.
Me make it good.
There is no good to come.
Now speak up, Redskin. What's on your mind? If you got one.
You wait here. Me be back.
If you got anything to say to me, say it now.
Me be back. You wait.
Until the mystery about. Hey, you. Hey, give me another drink. Might as well have another one while I'm waiting for him.
Snake sat at the table waiting for another drink, his evil mind dwelling on plans for revenge as Tonto left him. Outside the cafe, he found a surly breed talking to Dan. As the Indian approached, he saw Dan duck a blow.
You tell me why you wait out here.
I won't tell you anything.
I show
you. You get back, Dan.
Oh, you come out, eh? Maybe you tell me why you see Senor Higgins.
Look out, Tonto. He's reaching for a gun.
You drop gun.
Why you?
You drop gun.
That's it, Tonto. I got his gun.
I teach you to cross, Pedro.
Golly, that socks you're down.
Man bad with drink and forget how to fight. We work fast, Dan. Tie him up.
Yeah, there's rope up here on the wagon.
You get it.
What are you going to do with him?
Gag him. Leave him here. Then me go back to cafe. You tie his feet.
Yeah. You want my neckerchief?
Uh-huh.
Here. There. You think that's tight enough?
Not really good. Him be quiet long time now. No one see him here in dark.
Fly hide in the back of the wagon?
Then you go with me.
Snake Higgins will never see me. I'll put a lot of hay over me.
And me go back to cafe. Then we go out to Split Rock.
I'll get in the wagon now.
Snake Higgins still drinking.
It took you long enough to get back, Injun.
Me give you a message now.
Well, what is it?
Me come from blind man.
I'm Kelly.
Him say you afraid to meet him tonight. Now.
Me afraid to meet him. I'll meet him any time, any place.
Back at the Circle K ranch, Clem had been awakened by the Lone Ranger.
Quiet, Clem. We mustn't rouse your wife.
Who are you? How'd you get in here? I don't know that voice.
I've come to give you a chance to fight it out with Snake Higgins.
What?
You'll have to trust me. Higgins will meet you at Split Rock if you really want a chance to shoot it out with him.
Do I want to shoot it out with him? But, stranger, I don't see like other men do. If I'm going to trust you, I'll have to see you in my own way.
Here, give me your hand. I'm wearing a mask, but that doesn't mean what you may think.
Good strong chin. You're forehead, stranger. Fine and honest. And your hands. Give me your hands.
Here.
Firm. That's all I want to know, mister. I'm satisfied. I'll trust you.
Then come with me, and you must do exactly as I tell you. Give me your word that you will.
I'll promise you, stranger. Anything for a chance to meet Snake Higgins.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger left Clem Kelly standing in a clearing a short distance from Split Rock, waiting for the arrival of the man who wronged him and his loved ones. The masked man rode off, skirting the place where Tonto was leaving Snake Higgins.
This here's where I get off, huh?
Kelly be waiting to meet you. You call out, him answer.
It's awful dark, Injun. Take my eyes a while to get used to seeing without that lantern of yours.
Tonto, go now.
Yeah. Hey, you say he's waiting out there? Well, I'm ready for him.
Get him up, horse.
So he's waiting out there, is he? Wish I could see him. I just want one shot at him, just one shot.
Snake Higgins.
So you're back there, Kelly. Well, you won't be for long.
I've been waiting for you, Snake. In the night, you can't see any more than I can. But I can hear you.
I took my shoes off before I got out of the wagon, so you can't hear me.
I'm going to shoot you. To settle for what you've done to Janie's home 10 years ago. You'd have killed her more if things had gone like you wanted them to.
And this time, after I finish with you, I'm going to burn the Circle K right to the ground. It's a showdown you want, huh?
You set that fire, didn't you, Higgins? You set that fire, and then when you found Janie and her ma and Paul wasn't killed, you snuck away.
Well, you got it all figured out, ain't you? Yeah, I set the fire. When that fool girl turned me down and done me out of that gold mine, I swore I'd get even with her. All these years I've been hearing how you got the mine, Kelly. That's why I come back here. Because I'm going to get it yet.
I'm waiting for you to slap leather, Snake.
You ain't going to wait long. I'm ready now. Oh, my hand!
He missed me. All right, Clem, hand over them shooting irons. Well, Sheriff, where'd you come from?
My hand! He shot the gun out of my hand!
I was right back of the rock where the masked man told me to be. All right, boys, slap the handcuffs on Higgins.
I don't figure it at all. He fired two shots, and neither one of them hit me.
I'll tell you why he didn't hit you, Clem. The masked man fired just after you did. He shot the gun right out of Snake's hand.
But I aimed right at him. I heard the ticking of his watch.
You might have hit him, Clem, but there were blanks in your gun.
Blanks?
Yes. I knew Snake would wait till you fired. Then he'd aim at the flash from your gun. He'd have been shooting to kill, and you wouldn't have had a chance.
But I could have killed him if I...
You don't have to worry about Snake and get what he deserves, Clem. He'll get it all right. I heard enough tonight to jail him for life. And I got an idea there's a lot of other things he's wanted for that might come to light before we're finished with this.
Maybe it's better this way.
Well, sure it is, Clem. Why, I'd have to hang you if you'd have killed him. Hey, where's that masked man riding to? He's going off of that engine in the wagon.
Well, I gotta thank him. He must have saved my life.
Imagine him vamoosing like that. I'd give a heap of dust to know where he hails from.
Yeah. What's this?
What?
It's here. A bullet in my belt. Here, Sheriff, look at it.
Bring that lantern over here, Jim. Let me see it. Well, doggone it. What was that engine's name? Speak up, Snake.
Well, he called himself Tonto, and if I'd have laid him out like I had a mind
to... horse. I never rode a horse so fast. Called it Silver.
He left a silver bullet in your belt.
Silver bullet? Sheriff, I heard
Tonto...
Yep,
I reckon that's it, all right. Clem, that was the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.